Now it's time for our weekly chat with Labor MP Andrew Little.
This week with Health and Treaty Negotiations Minister Andrew Little, I asked him about the government's announcement of a COVID-19 vaccine immunisation programme and the possibility of a deal over Ihumato. Here's the minister. The government purchased four types of vaccines, but the bulk are from AstraZeneca and Novavax. I kind of want to know, is there a standard for the government on choosing which vaccine to buy?
Yeah, I mean, the decision is based on what we know about each of the vaccines that are available. There are a number have been developed over the last few months around the world. These have been assessed as offering the best efficacy and the best protection. And in terms of the advanced purchase agreements we've entered into, it's about volumes that are available and that we can secure for New Zealand and indeed for the Pacific.
How is the vaccine going to be administrated in the community? Like, do people have to go to a hospital to get vaccinated, or could we see private GPs administrating the vaccine, or will there be a mass immunisation for children at schools?
Yeah, look, all of those approaches, but actually we're focusing on a very much a community-based approach. So we do want to look at administering it through schools. We want to set up places in supermarket car parks and community centres, places like that. So you don't necessarily have to go to a hospital or go to the doctor to get it. It will be free to receive. But we need to be able to administer it, get it out over as quick a period as possible. So community-based, and that's for that reason we'll be looking at community health providers such as Te Papamate health providers, Pacific health providers, anybody who can get us the broadest possible reach.
What about rural communities?
Yeah, well, that's obviously very important, and so we're working very carefully and very closely with medical professionals in those areas to make sure we get into those rural areas as deeply as possible, and making it as easy as possible to get access to vaccination. So where we set up, where it's available from, is going to be critical.
And can people choose what type of vaccines do they want?
Look, it will be voluntary. We're not making it compulsory, but we will be accompanying the vaccination campaign with very strong messaging that this is about keeping people safe. That's why you're doing the immunisation campaign. It's about keeping everybody safe. It's not just about the individual. And so, look, we'll do that. And I think it's the way we run the vaccination campaign, using trusted partners, using people who are trusted in the community, is going to give us the best chance of getting the best possible reach.
But for people, can they choose, I want specifically a Pfizer vaccine and I don't want the AstraZeneca one, can they do that?
Look, I doubt whether we'll get down to that sort of level, because it is going to be, even at this point, it's going to be what's available at the time. We will take delivery of the different vaccines that are available at different times throughout the year. There will be a bit of sequencing to begin with. We need to, for example, cover off our border workforce, our health workforce, the vulnerable populations like the elderly. They'll be pretty early up to qualify for it. And then, depending on what vaccines are available after that, we'll determine what people get. But we can't guarantee that somebody's going to get a particular branded vaccine that they might want.
Right. How many doses of vaccines will be going to the Pacific Island, to the Pacific countries?
That's still to be worked out with those countries. We've made a commitment to work with our South Pacific Island neighbours about making sure they get access to vaccines. We're also doing that through our COVAX international facility as well. But at what point we take delivery of the vaccines is when we will know and work with those countries about when and what they get in those territories.
How much is this program going to cost the government?
Look, it's hard to say at the moment. We've committed hundreds of millions of dollars to it because we know it will be expensive. It's an important investment in our health and our safety, but we won't know until those final details are negotiated with each pharmaceutical company.
Right. Moving on to another topic that was widely speculated at the beginning of the week. Now, there is talk of an official deal between over Ihumato. When can we expect a deal to be announced?
We don't have an announcement to make on Ihumato at the moment. It's been an ongoing piece of work obviously since last year, and look, there's been ministers and the various parties, including Mana Whenua, involved in that, but we just don't have anything to announce at this point.
Based on what you know, could any deal over Ihu Matau affect any future treaty negotiations?
Well, that's really the only role I've been playing, is to make sure that whatever happens isn't going to put at risk agreements already reached under the treaty settlement process, and doesn't create risk in the future. So it's important that you know that we do that because of we have already reached agreement with the Crown. But look, when we're in a position to close out any arrangements with Ihu Matau, then obviously we'll make that announcement.
That was Labor MP Andrew Little. The Wire.